It's time for today's daily devotional, and we are going to wrap it up on attitude of gratitude on this Friday. And today I want to talk about well-being and balance. Do you ever feel like your balance is just off, like something just isn't working out for you? Yeah, that's what we want to talk a little bit about today. And scripture comes from John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. So you know what? Life just really does tip out of balance so easily. We rush from one thing to another. We wake up, we get the kids ready, we get to work, we work all day, we rush pick the kids up, we go to extracurricular activities. In the middle of all that, we're trying to figure out how to eat as well. And sometimes we just often neglect our physical, emotional, and spiritual health. But God never designed us to run on empty. He created us for wholeness. And well-being is not just about avoiding stress, but it's like living in balance instead. That's what we want to focus on. And we want to root that in God's presence because gratitude plays a key role here. When we pause to thank Him for rest or nourishment or laughter or quiet moments, for strength to carry on, we become more aware of His rhythm of life. And balance comes when we recognize that we don't have to do it all, and we don't have to carry it all alone. Gratitude teaches us to slow down, breathe in, and remember, God is enough, and so is the portion He gives us today. Think about it as a seesaw. We remember those when we were kids, right? You see, if one of those sides of the seesaw carries all of the weight, it tips and it becomes unsteady. Balance only happens when the weight is shared evenly. And our lives work the same way. Too much work without rest or too much giving without receiving throws us off balance. Gratitude helps us notice what God has provided on both sides, the work and the rest, and the giving and the receiving, and He allows us to find stability in that. Jesus modeled a life of balance, and He served crowds. He healed the sick. He preached tirelessly, but He also withdrew often to pray, to rest, to eat with His disciples. Now, if He needed that rhythm, how much more do we? Gratitude for moments of rest and health and wholeness helps us live not only at the edge of burnout, but in the fulfillment of life that He promises each and every one of us. So today, ask yourself the question, where do I feel most out of balance right now? Is it physically? Emotionally? Is it spiritually? And what everyday blessing like rest, food, laughter, or stillness can I thank God for today? Lord, as we come to You in prayer, thank You for creating us to live in balance, not in exhaustion. Forgive us for the times that we've ignored those rhythms. You've designed us for our well-being, and teach us to slow down, to rest, to nourish our soul in Your presence, to be grateful for those simple gifts that brings balance. May our life reflect the fullness of Your peace. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.